"Chirp, chirp," said the stuffed bear. Rebecca knocked it sideways and glared at the floor behind it. "Oh, I'll find you, beast," she hissed, and waved the beam of her flashlight in rapid circles. She had been hunting the cricket for over an hour. It really was not fair to lie down for a nice sleep, only to be awakened by that incessant chirping. "Chirp, chirp," the bookshelf across the room called out. "Arg!" Rebecca squealed and lunged in its direction.
"Rebecca!"
her mother cried out from the doorway of her attic bedroom.
"What in the world are you doing? The whole house can hear you tromping and stomping around up here."
She shook her head as she stifled a yawn.
"We're trying to sleep."
"Well, so am I," Rebecca frowned. "But there is a cricket in here somewhere, and it will not stop chirping."
"Shh! Listen!"
She put her finger to her lips. Her mother stuck her head all the way into the room and listened very closely. After a few moments, she sighed. "Rebecca, I don't hear anything. Just go back to bed." She groaned and headed down the stairs. Rebecca lived in a three-story home, and her room was the entire third story. It was not as big as it might seem, as the roof sloped sharply, but it was her own little world, and she liked it very much. That was, when there was not a cricket living in it with her. Once her mother was gone, Rebecca collapsed on her bed. She was exhausted from a day of playing soccer and investigating the latest mystery in her tiny town of Curtis Bay. As she stretched out in her small daybed, she tried to fall asleep faster than the cricket could chirp. It always seemed to help her fall asleep to sort through whatever mystery was on her mind. Rebecca was determined to be the latest and greatest detective to hit the streets, and she saw no reason to wait until she was a grown-up. At 9, she was certain that she could do a better job than most. So, whenever she spotted something even the slightest bit off, she would do her best to get to the bottom of it. Like, why did the mailman always deliver the mail at the exact same time, except on Thursdays, when he delivered a half hour later? Why, if garbage cans were put out at the curb, standing straight up, were they often found face down when she returned from school? These were the type of questions that she absolutely had to have answered. Of course, it was easy to figure out that Mr. Mason, who was the mailman for her neighborhood, was a half hour later on Thursdays because he always stopped by for a free ice cream cone at Lyle's Ice Cream Parlor. The ice cream cones were only free from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Thursdays. And she soon discovered that it was only polite to place the cans upside down, showing that the trash had been taken and they were empty. But there were also bigger questions to answer. Like, why did the principal always show up late for school when it rained? Why did recess last 5 extra minutes on Fridays? The mystery currently weighing on her mind was the disappearing flowers. Her town had a community garden, and she would always stop by to water the plants. Lately, she had noticed that flowers were disappearing. So far, she had interviewed the gardener, Mr. Polson. "And just where are these flowers going?" she had asked, with her notebook flipped open and pen ready to jot down notes.
"I'm not sure," Mr. Polson sighed as he leaned on his shovel.
"Well, they did not just get up and walk away, did they?" she asked as politely as she could.
"Well, no," Mr. Polson grumbled. "I didn't see any flower footprints."
Rebecca giggled and scribbled that in her notes. "No flower footprints found at the scene." As she lay in bed reviewing the clues, she was just about to fall asleep. "Chirp, chirp," her pillow cried out.
"Arr!"
Rebecca jumped up and threw her pillow across the room. But there was no cricket to be found.